Welcome to the Viscounts podcast, yet again. A podcast for people who
are in love with Envy Adams.
Period.
Have you thought about, like, what's going to happen if, by some grace of God, we start making money off of this podcast, like, enough to quit our jobs?
I haven't thought about that.
Like, what we're gonna tell our parents about what our job is.
How do you explain that?
How do you explain that without coming out?
Oh my God.
That's what I'm...
I'll just say it's a podcast about film and TV.
And what if they want to listen to it?
No.
That's what we're talking about. And how am I going to tell my mom, no, you can't listen to it? Because here's the thing, even though I tell her she can't listen to it, she's going to find it anyway. So what do I do?
Is she going to find it anyway?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Mom barely knows how to use the internet, so I'm safe. I'm going to teach Taylor how to play chess later. It's a very big deal.
Too bad I'm stupid.
I'm mad that we didn't do it earlier. It's very important. Very mentally stimulating. I need mental stimulation.
I want to know how to play chess so people think I'm smart.
There we go. One time, my dad and my mom and I went to the beach, and there was like a gigantic chess set outside near the boardwalk. Oh, yeah. And we played this dad and his son, who was also my age at the time. I was probably like 11. And my dad and I won, and the kid looked me dead in the face and was like, "You're stupid!" And I was but we won. I was petty like that. I was so fucking crazy.
You were so competitive.
I was like, "We're stupid, but we won." I was 11 years old.
I've been really competitive my whole life. And weirdly enough, I didn't come to this realization until after I went on a job interview once. But the guy that was interviewing me was such a, like, freaking frat prick. But anyway, he kept asking me all these weird questions, and he was like, "Are you competitive?" I was like, "Yeah, kind of. I'm, like, really competitive." He was like, "Do you have brothers and sisters?" Mm-hmm. I was like, "No." He was like, did you have anybody else that, like, around your age that, like, lived with you?" I was like, "No." And he's like, "Where did it come from then?" And I don't know.
That's so fucking funny.
Oh, Lord. I've gotten way too high too many times in too short of a period. I've gotten, like sickeningly high, like, 3 times in this week. Your birthday feels like a millennia ago to me in my head. And it's only been 5 days.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was Delmar's birthday over the break.
A lot of game shit.
It's a quarter life crisis time, everybody.
Help me. Help. I can't do this. I have this startling realization of, like, you have to get your shit together. You have to get your shit together, don't you?
Do I have my shit together?
Sure.
Huh? No. I'm a whole year older than you, and I'm no closer to having my shit together than I was when I was 24. Before we start, do you have any other movies or TV shows you want to talk about that aren't necessarily related?
Firstly, toast a tribute to the legend.
Oh, no.
The legend.
Oh, no.
Heroes do walk among us, and
the baddest bitch to ever live
passed away literally, like, to our knowledge. Like,
yeah, that's where we're at. TikTok is getting banned, and RBG died.
Oh, my God.
It's just a really...
It's like a double whammy, isn't it?
Bad day. It never ends. It really feels like it never ends. Like, if the world is gonna... Like our great friend Taylor said, if the world is gonna end, just end already. Just...
It's
just
like a slow burn. Like,
fuck, man.
I want, like...
This is turning into a really bad season of a TV show. It's like, oh you guys are going a little too far. No, this is unbelievable. This could never possibly happen.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't want it.
I don't want it. I feel so bad because you could tell that, like, everybody was putting the weight of the world on her shoulders. They were like, RBG, you gotta stay alive because Trump can't be able to elect another Supreme Court justice. And they're like, come on, man, just like another year. And that's horrible to do to a woman. It's horrible to do to a woman. I'm like, ugh.
They're probably happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really fucked up. I don't think I want to live in America much longer. because whoever takes that seat will likely have the seat until they die. And that means we're going to have, like, I don't know, Trump's impact is going to be here much longer than any of us ever wanted. Yeah. We got Kavanaugh. That's horrible.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. I hope everyone's okay, because we're not, but we hope you are.
If you have to leave the country and you have the means, do it. Do it and DM us a picture. Like, the fuck? Like, I'm trying to do that.
We keep having, like, conversations with our friends about, like, yes, we want to leave, but, like, what do we do for the people that are, like, that can't leave, that are going to be, like, left behind? The people that are, like, the very victims of, like, everything that's going on are going to be the ones that get stuck here. And it's, like, a really, I don't know. It's a dark fucking thing to think about. And I hate it. I hate it.
There's a lot happening.
Wow. How negative of us. I can't. We can't just, but, like, I
be in tribute. We're
Yeah.
A toast.
Yes.
To the great. We watched this movie yesterday called The Devil All the Time.
All the Time.
There's, like, a whole bunch of famous people in it, and it's, like, a big deal, and it's, like, fucking crazy.
I just, hold on, theory. There's, like, this thing in, like, Christian churches where they say, God is good all the time, all the time God is good.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if that was, like, supposed to be a play on that. And I just, like, the devil all the time. Like, instead of, like, God is good all the time God is good.
What would it be with that title?
I'm saying it's, like, it's using the all the time part.
Oh, the devil is good all the time.
Yeah, because I couldn't,
Yeah, it might be.
Like, I couldn't figure out why it was called that. But it is, like, really, it's one of those movies that shows you, like, how dark, like, Christianity can, like, get, like, is.
Yeah. I forgot entirely what it's about, but you're right. It's about Christianity and how it's a disease. Yeah, because that guy from Harry Potter who was in the beginning
was barely in it, but he was
man's went hard,
devout to say the least.
Pious type.
He fucking like ate true warning spiders. No, absolutely not.
If you thought I could look at the screen for that, you were dead wrong.
Yeah,
absolutely the fuck not.
No,
he dumped. He dumped a vessel of...
She tried to fast forward through it because we knew it was coming. There was, like, tension creating. You knew it was about to happen. So she tried to fast forward through it and stopped it exactly when it was happening. Oh, it was bad.
Horrible. Ugh. Horrible. I mean, we watched Scott Pilgrim... What's the full title?
Okay, yeah. So today we're talking about Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And, this one's going to be a little different because, while it's a fantastic movie, probably, like, one of my favorites of all time, it's sort of a overly stereotypical representation of bis. Like, almost on-the-nose representation of bisexuality in Ramona Flowers, who's, like, the main love interest of the movie.
It was good. Sorry, I was, like, thinking. I don't have much to say. To be completely honest with you, this is one of those movies I really, really like, but I don't like at the same time. Ooh, it sounds like I'm just saying that to, like, be complicated. Like, like, no. It's not the type of movie I reach for, but when I do, like, get into the thick of it and I'm watching it, I really enjoy it. The bisexual representation was cute, but she wasn't really there.
It was, like...
I wouldn't even say representation so much as though, like, I don't know.
That's the thing. It's almost like they took everything people say about bisexuals and, like, put it into this character, even to the point where she's denying it herself.
True.
That it was a phase or something. And it's, but it, the movie's always, like, confused me about its stance necessarily, because even though it does all that, it also, like, makes the point of, like, making fun of Michael Cera's character because he can't wrap his head around the fact that she possibly dated a woman. Everyone else was saying seven evil exes the whole time, and he kept saying seven evil ex-boyfriends, and everybody would correct him, and he just never picked up on it. And it was, like, sort of poking fun of, like, that erasure, but at the same time, they had the person who was supposed to be the bi love interest say that she was just bi curious and it was just a phase, which is, like, a big, like, slap in the face kind of.
Yeah. I almost want to argue that the movie makers genuinely believe that being bi is a phase. Like, it was the movie makers who put that in.
Right, exactly.
So I don't think there was anything, like, pro-bi really about it.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, Michael Cera, his character was Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, see ya.
Scott Pilgrim. When he found out, he was like, oh my god, like, you used to be sexy. He didn't say it like that, but he called the act of
being you had bi. When she said it was a phase, he said you had a sexy phase.
Yes, you had a sexy phase.
Yeah,
and like she was like, it's just a phase or whatever. But he called it sexy because I feel like that's exactly how the movie makers felt.
It's the fetishization of it.
I guess so.
Yeah, the whole movie. This is the thing. Like, I kind of agree with. It's kind of the same sentiment as what you said. I love, like, the feel of the movie, but it's, like, one of those things that if you look over it with a magnifying glass, it's, like, super problematic. Mm. All the way around. It's, like, super problematic. They have Scott Pilgrim, who's 22, dating a 17-year-old as a joke. They do the stereotypical, like, exotification anime girl thing to the one Asian character in the movie where they make her dye her hair and make her, like, a ninja. You know, master of martial arts all of a sudden. They do that with her. They make the bad, like, racist Chinese food joke. And then on top of it all, you have the bisexual representation. And it, to me, it crosses satire. You know what I mean?
I don't think it was satire.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it was satire. Mm-hmm. I do think it was, like you said, how...
I think it was cute.
I do think... Yeah, like, I still love the movie. Yeah. Like, the movie is, like, super well written. Like, there's really funny shit in it. And, like, the amount of sound bites that you can get out of the movie is incredible.
Yeah, the one-liners you said.
Yeah, really it's good. It's really, like, traditionally funny with, like, you know, a setup and a punchline. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
The amount of TikTok audio
that
came out of this movie. It's so good. I love it. It's such a good movie.
Yeah, it's so fun and, like, relaxing to watch. And, like, it's really good for the ADD brain on me. It really is. It gets my dopamine going. I love it. But I do recognize that there's, like, a lot of skeezy shit in it that just, like, makes you... It just feels like a James Franco movie.
Give me an example of a James Franco movie.
He was in Spring Breakers, Sausage Party.
Oh, my God.
He does a lot of, what's his name? Jason? The Jewish guy who smokes a lot of weed. He was in Knocked Up. He has, like, tight, curly hair.
I have to go.
Fuck, this is humiliating.
I really don't know.
I have to know right now. It's not Jason Segel. That's a completely different person. I just
want to say Derulo. No other thought.
Seth Rogen.
Bruh.
Seth Rogen.
Did you say Jacob? Get out.
I said James, I think.
Oh, I thought you said Jacob. You said Jacob. Shut the... Play it back. Play it back. Jason. Obviously, yeah. You said Jason.
I said Jason. Yeah. I was thinking of Jason Segel. Completely different person. Oh my god, what the fuck are we... Oh, it gives me Seth Rogen energy. Like, I can tell this would have been, like, I don't think he did, but it feels like something he wrote.
When we had to watch Sausage Party, that was the worst fucking night of my life.
Watch what?
Sausage Party.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Good thing that person isn't friends with us
anymore. How did you make a movie like that?
God damn.
That
was horrendous. Horrendous!
People sat around a
table. How do you say that in a British accent?
No. Somebody pitched this movie idea in a really important building with really important people sitting around a table.
What if we had grocery store items have an orgy? A massive 6-minute long orgy at the end of a movie. How's that sound to y'all?
Pass the drugs.
Yes.
Pass the drugs.
I need something a little stronger than some weed for that.
Give me the drugs that you took when you wrote that movie.
Oh my god.
Absolutely ridiculous.
No, it was ridiculous. Fuck that movie. I came in at the end.
This one was really cool.
I purposely avoided that movie. And I came home and it was still on. Are you kidding me?
I was like, where's my phone? I stared at it. Hello. I really like this movie that we watched. Because the whole thing, like you said, was written like an actual comic book. Like the words that would follow out of things making sounds, like the automatopoeia. Mm-hmm.
And it was tangible. Everybody could see it and like touch it if they wanted to.
Yeah, like people hitting thud or hump or like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, the sounds of like the faucet running. I think that was really cool. It was so cute. And every fight scene was epic.
The Vegan Academy thing was so fucking hilarious.
Oh my god. Vegan police?
What did he call the thing that was like, oh, well, this is what vegans actually are. They're not actually vegan. And it's like, it was like three parts. It doesn't matter. We're never going to remember. So we're just going to cut that.
Oh my god.
Because we're never going to remember. You're not going to remember? No. It's never going to happen. There's nothing going on up here. It's never going to happen.
I like when they caught that shot that, like, most comic books and anime, I mean, mangas do, like, where they capture, like, the feet, like, behind the opponent.
Oh, yeah.
In a fight. It's like,
yeah.
And they do, like, the split screen so
yes. Well. Or, like, when there was the one part where he was punching Gideon and it kept coming up in, like, different snapshots instead of it just being, like, one scene.
I love it. The editing in this was absolutely incredible.
It's so stimulating. I love it.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Stimulating. You said it was like listening to 100 gecs.
Yeah.
Oh my really god. Was. We tried listening to 100 gecs yesterday, and it was, not yesterday.
It was
time. Animation. Don't like that. We listened to 100 gecs the other day, and it was, très bizarre. Very fucking weird.
I have sensory issues, dude. I don't know. I just can't do it.
It's supposed to be good for people with ADHD.
Yeah, but I also have another sensory issue. I don't know.
For me, it just causes me pain.
Pain?
Yeah.
Physical pain.
Like, I've heard it on TikTok before. If TikTok gets banned, I'm leaving.
It's over. It's all over.
Oh my god. I was gonna get a new phone, and this is such a champagne problem, but it's like, what if I can't have TikTok on my phone? Because it's gonna be like my phone is gonna leave.
And you already turned in your iPad. Oh shit. I'm so good at ruining your day. I'm so sorry.
Question for the audience. I'm fighting back tears. You don't take TikTok away from me. You already took Club Penguin away from me. Millsbury? Let's go.
Millsbury.
What's Millsbury?
Yeah. Are you gonna punch me?
But I'm sure we're not friends anymore anyway.
What are you talking? No, you have to tell me. Law,
you're gangs. Get out. It's the best, one of the best computer games that we played when we were little.
I probably didn't play it.
Y'all took Millsbury away from me. You took Pet Society on Facebook away from me. As soon as y'all heard about Twinkies going out of business, Twinkies.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, oh my god, like, hashtag, like, save Twinkies. Like, everybody would go, like, buy Twinkies. And then they didn't go out of business.
I didn't play Club Penguin.
Where was the fight for Club Penguin?
It really doesn't make sense because I played a fuck ton of Farmland.
Farmville?
Farmville. Yeah. Farmville.
Farmville. I would get up at 6 a.m. before class.
Oh my god, I was so excited about my farm. Yeah.
I was so good. I had rare cows.
You do.
I forgot what I was actually talking about for me to get here. Oh, right, TikTok. I was really relying on TikTok and Club Penguin to get me through quarantine, right?
Yeah.
To get me through every great celebrity dying, to get me through a fucking global pandemic, right? God took one look. I swear to God, we'll start talking about the movie again. God took one look at my life and said, whatever it is, we're desolated. We're devastated over here.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
More thoughts and feelings on Scott Pilgrim?
I
want to say Ramona's bi. I want to. But if she's over here saying she's not herself, then we have to believe her.
But it's so... She's so, like... She's so gay. For some reason, this movie, I think, is, like, kind of, like, really claimed by, like, the gay community.
Yeah.
And I get why. And it's interesting how that works because it's so blatantly, like, anti-bi. You know what I mean?
Is it blatantly anti-bi?
I don't think... Okay, not anti-bi, just not bi. Like, they make it a point... Yeah. Like, they make it a point to say that she's not bi, and then she has the lesbian call her has-been.
I love that.
Which is funny as it is.
Was she, like, a lesbian, her ex?
I think so. But I don't know for sure.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has-been is possibly the best term I've ever heard yet.
When she says she's bi-furious.
Bi-furious!
It's perfect.
It's so epic.
It's so 2010. Like, the whole movie is so 2010. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's so nostalgic. I don't know why. I love it. I love that it's, like, I love, there's like just like random jokes in it. Like the one scene where Scott comes home to his apartment and there's like laugh tracks going. Like it's in front of a studio audience.
I love that.
Just this random 5 minutes where it's like that. And then Aubrey Plaza's character, I always forget her name, but when they bleep her when she says fuck.
Yeah.
Yes, Julie. Like that's so funny. It's so random. It was really unique.
Very original. I don't think a movie like it has been made since.
Yeah.
I believe it when people say it's one of the best movies ever made.
I know I'm like really tired of messages like that. It's so weird how much like I love the movie, even though I hate how they talk about somebody who's supposed to be bi.
It was super brief. I mean, it's not generally what the movie was about. I think I keep wanting to ask the question of like, well, why did they make her bi? What was the purpose of that? What did it add to her character? And I don't really know.
To me, I think a lot of the time, another like trope they kind of use is like the bi character is like part of the manic pixie dream girl thing. It's like become a facet of that, I think.
Is she a manic pixie dream girl?
I think she's kind of like loosely, yeah. I mean, not even loosely. You could almost say literally. Because the first time Scott sees her, it's in a dream before he's ever even seen her in person. And she keeps coming to him in dreams and like giving him advice and bringing him back to life and shit. And like she has the differently colored dyed hair all the time and like her outfit and she goes around on rollerblades. Like she's kind of the epitome of a manic pixie dream girl, true. You know?
She's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, she's not that cool. She's cool. I like what she does to her hair.
I think part of that trope has absorbed, like, being a bisexual woman. Is, like, part of being the man. Because you're a free spirit, or whatever. You're the cool girl. You're just casually into girls sometimes. Because you're bi-curious.
You're cool.
Yeah. And, like, they said she had a sexy face. I think it was written in there to make her seem, like, more...
edgy?
Yeah. Like, that's edgy and desirable or something. I don't know. I don't want to say it's, like, that nefarious. I just think stuff like that is so natural in Hollywood to do.
No, of course we have our own ideas about it, but in the eye of, like, Hollywood, it's seen as edgy, it's seen as dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're trying to make her be. You're right, manic pixie dream girl. Dangerous.
Yeah.
Bitch, I am dangerous, and I do have color in my hair, so. Oh, fuck you. Yeah.
Especially because, like, Scott was so fragile about it. Like, I feel like if she actually was bi, he'd be one of those people that's, like, always thinking she's gonna leave him for a girl.
Yeah, he seemed because really intimidated. Because he's so fragile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely seemed like he was intimidated by her.
It intimidates most straight men.
Yes.
100%. Because they know.
Yeah.
Even when her ex was, like, dying at the end from losing the fight. Mm-hmm. She was like, you'll never make her do this.
Yeah, oh my god.
Oh my Jesus. God. I love that. That also in and of itself is a stereotype.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
And it's like, it's funny, but it's still like funny. Bad. I don't know. It's really weird.
Maybe it's funny to us in a different way than it would be funny to like.
Like if a straight person laughed at it, I like wouldn't like it.
No, like a straight but guy.
I wouldn't like it if a straight man laughed at it.
Yeah.
But, like, fellow gays, it feels fine.
Yeah. I wonder who made this, like, you know, if the movie makers were bi, or maybe, like, they made her bi because they wanted a little piece of themselves in the movie.
Maybe.
Like that idea. I fantasize about writing a movie. That's why. I want to meet the movie makers. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Why'd you make Ramona Flowers bi? May I shake your hand? Yeah. First question in the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to say that something that's always bothered me about this movie is that I'm supposed to believe that Michael Cera is a lady killer. Ooh. And how depressing that is for me.
For you specifically.
Yes. Yeah. Now you think you look like Michael Cera, which you do not.
I look like Michael Cera confession.
No, I'm screaming. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. I, like, took one look at him and it hit me like a truck. I was like, oh, I look like Michael Cera, don't I? Ooh, I actually want to cry thinking about that.
You don't look like Michael Cera. Michael Cera.
No. And there's also no way in hell that he's not a virgin. How rude is it for me to, like, make fun of how this guy looks? But he looks...
Michael Cera is married. He's a married man.
Oh my goodness, she's so lovely.
I know.
She looks like a Disney princess!
Jesus. Oh my god.
Why does he look like
that? I don't want it.
He's a lovely looking gentleman.
You guys have no idea what just happened.
Heartbreaker. he's a handsome chap.
Yeah, I can't believe he's a womanizer. I can't believe that. You're gonna look me in the eye and tell me that man child
got with Envy? No.
Absolutely not. That scene made me gay, and you're telling me she was into Scott Pilgrim? That's insulting to me.
She's a pretty girl.
I don't want to talk about it. I really badly want to talk about it. I fucking love Envy Adams. I'm going to be here for Halloween.
That's not the only thing. What else made you gay?
America Ferrera. Mm-hmm. And in that one cheerleading movie.
Oh.
Yes, but yes, she was also Uncle Betty. I said Uncle Betty. Ugly Betty. What made you gay, then? Ziva David. NCIS.
Priyanka Chopra. No, that's not what made me gay. I don't know. For you, was this?
I mean, like, I'm exaggerating. But it was, like, one of those.
Twilight Sparkle and My Little Pony. just kidding. I don't know what. Hannah Hart. From My Drunk Kitchen on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
She was my first crush. Hannah Hart. Hannah. I love you. I've loved her for a long time. Like, I was there for the very first My Drunk Kitchen. I think it was shot in D.C.
Damn, really?
In her sister's basement. I didn't know that. I'm not into her anymore, but she was, like, my first celebrity crush. Like, wow, YouTube.
I also love Vanessa Hudgens. Okay. Let's do movie rating for the movie as a whole out of 10, and then as its by representation out of 10. We could do that for all of them, like going forward too, like how we like the movie overall versus how do we like it as bisexual representation. You know what I mean?
Okay. How many Gideon's glasses out of 10?
Gideon's glasses.
Or out of 5. To be quite honest with you, I don't know how much I like the movie or not. My rating will arrive in a moment. I got this really cool message board from Target, and I really like it. And on it, it says, nothing in nature blooms all year, but I want to find a quote from the movie to put on it, which is, you know, something TBD. But either way.
How many buy scale.
Gideon's glasses out of 10 would I give the movie? 7 or 8 Caucasian uppercuts out of 10. And then another tally for the bisexual representation.
Yeah, so also that.
5.
Kind of there.
5 ba bombs, sex ba bombs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Whoa, British accent.
It was called ba bombs, right?
Sex ba bomb.
Ba bomb, right? Ba-bomb. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah,
I
say ba bomb.
Ba bomb.
Ba bomb.
5 sex ba bombs.
Okay, so what is it? Gideon's glasses out of 10?
Or Caucasian uppercuts.
Okay, Caucasian uppercuts. So for the movie as a whole, for me, is like an 8 or a 9. I really love that movie. I'll watch it every day. But there's like a couple things I don't like. As far as the pie rep will go, I'm gonna also go with a 5. Because it's like, it's there. It's like part of the discussion. But it's like she's just learning. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like.
You're really young.
So, yeah. I'm sure a lot of you have probably already seen this, but we wanted to do it.
Yeah. You know, Ba-bomb mm-hmm. is a reference to, I mean, if I'm not wrong, Ba-bomb is a direct reference to the game, the Mario Universe, whatever.
That would make sense.
There's a weapon in the game. There's a character in the game, and it's like a little, like, he's like a tiny bomb, and he's like, he's got feet, and he's got a head, and he's got like little arms, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's called a ba-bomb.
That would make sense because the movie's based off of like a graphic novel about a video game.
I'm in the middle of watching Euphoria, the HBO original, and it's fucking crazy. I like it gives the way the pacing is gives me Riverdale, but if Riverdale were like hella elevated, like super sophisticated in terms of like how it's made and the writing. We have to watch Riverdale crack videos one of these days.
I love. That's my favorite.
Maybe while we play chess.
Yeah.
We should put one on.
Euphoria is good. It's really, like, up and down. And it's really, like, authentic, I think. I just really, really, really am over shows that are about teenagers that are, like, really sexually explicit. Like, I'm really tired of that. And it makes me uneasy that Drake, who is, like, a proven groomer, like, pedophile, is the executive producer of the show with a bunch of people that are doing really sexually explicit shit. So, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff makes me feel like, but this show is really good. The casting's really good. The storyline's really, like, intriguing. And, the like, just the way it looks is amazing. It's just so, so good to look at.
It's got this very, like, art house type look to it. I mean, it is by A24, so.
It is by A24? Oh, shit.
I think it's their first TV show. Next episode will be on the TV show series, CW series, called The 100. Depending on how the season finale goes, according to Taylor.
Listen, guys.
I don't watch the show.
Listen. Listen to me. I just want to make something perfectly clear. I watched The 100 specifically because of the characters. I do not watch it for the plot. The plot doesn't exist to me anymore. I literally hate watching it now. But it just so happens the main character is canonically bi, and it's, to me, a 10 out of 10 representation. So, even if I don't like what they do, I think we're at least still going to talk about it because the series as a whole raises a lot of good issues that come up in the bisexual community itself. The show just gives me a fucking headache.
The smile at the end. Yeah, it's
devastating.
It's not my type of show, but I'm putting my full trust and faith into Taylor's hands because I'm. So far, it's a rush. Like, there's six levels to this shit, six seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only on level two. I don't know what the fuck is going on. That's for next episode.
Yes.
Stay tuned, I guess, if you like The 100, LMAO, teach me some things. Give me some pointers. Not spoilers.
And go watch Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. It's really a fantastic movie, even though it's a little iffy, not gonna lie.
No, but
it's a really
good
movie.
It's one of the best movies ever made.
It's
Everyone
genuinely, like, my favorite movie. I watch it once a week. So go watch it. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, straight.
Stick around to hear our social shit.
Gross. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Bicons podcast. Our cover art is by Taylor Davis and Jamie Shee. Our music is by Lakey Inspired. Check out our website at biconspodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter at Bicons Pod and Instagram at Bicons Podcast.